Welcome back to Talking Politics. I'm AJ Feather. First, we have a commentary from Professor Terry Smith of Columbia College on the use of data in elections. Then we'll hear from two Missouri political consultants about their experience using data to turn out voters.
One of the reasons Barack Obama was elected in 2008 and re-elected in 2012 was his campaign's superior use of technology to identify supporters and make sure they got to the polls. In the 1990s and early 2000s, Republicans had the advantage. There's little question that George Bush's narrow re-election in 2004 was, in part, due to Karl Rove's sophisticated micro-targeting activity. But in 2008, the Obama campaign leapfrogged them, and they stayed ahead in 2012. Obama's appeal to Silicon Valley attracted lots of techies who created some dazzling data mining software, software that could identify relationships in data that had not been previously recognized. It is truly amazing what campaign organizations know about you. They will go to an election board and purchase data about who votes and how often. In Missouri, the group that defeated the transportation sales tax had very little money, but did mail to households where someone had voted in the previous two August primaries in targeted zip codes where voters often support taxes. Unless you live totally off the grid, your data will be captured. They will find out what websites you visit. They will find out what television programs you watch. And then they send targeted ads to your email address and buy TV ads on programs that you and people like you watch, even on, maybe especially on, niche audience cable channels. I don't know about you, but I find this more than a little creepy. In Michigan, they tried a tactic called shaming to see if they could increase voter turnout. Here's the letter some voters got. We're sending this mailing to you and your neighbors to publicize who does and who does not vote. The chart shows the name of some of your neighbors, some of which have voted in the past. After the August 8 election, we intend to mail an updated chart. You and your neighbors will all know who voted and who did not. Here's a quiz about this letter. A, the author of the letter was identified and had to flee for his life to New Zealand. B, the direct mail company that sent the letter was forced to go out of business. C, people who received the letter boycotted the election in disgust. Actually, the answer is none of the above. People who got the letter voted 20% more than people who did not. Did I mention that I think this kind of voter manipulation is more than a little creepy? Well, get used to it. People who want you to vote for their candidate or cause are lurking in your smartphone, in your Facebook page, in your TV set, and in your mailbox as we speak. This is Terry Smith.
John Hancock has been part of the Missouri Republican Party for several decades. He served as a state legislator and executive director of the party. His newest project is a super PAC called Heartland Resurgence. Hancock says, unlike many super PACs, the goal is not to raise money to fund large ad campaigns. Rather, it will focus on get out the vote and ground campaign efforts. One of the ways they hope to do this is through the use of consumer data, which will allow volunteers and supporters to see which of their friends and family likely vote the same way that they do, but sometimes fail to vote. That way they can remind them ahead of the election.
We're using a statewide voter file as our base that we will then enhance with volunteer and paid information, data.
Okay, and where did the statewide voter files come from?
Secretary of State is the base. They collect it from each county. Their name, their address, their date of birth. You'll get their voter history, how often they voted, in which elections they voted. And then every voter has a unique identification number so that you can, as you enhance the file, you can do it that way. Two levels of uses. So one you can think of as a macro level use where we would do paid voter identification, generally through telephone, sometimes through online sources where folks are talking with voters and identifying them as being conservative or moderate or liberal and so forth. The other way is a much more of a micro-level data where individual volunteers can tap into the voter file and identify people that they know, that they're friends with, and essentially create their own virtual precinct to work so that as they enhance the voter file from their list of friends and family and so forth, they're creating a list of folks that they can then communicate with and hopefully turn out to vote on election day. 50 years ago, politics was done through geographical precincts. People would work their neighborhood and go talk to their neighbors and encourage them to vote. And that's how grassroots politics was done. This approach is more, again, we call it the virtual precinct, where people are creating their own network of family and friends that they're comfortable working with, and then they identify them and turn them out on election day. I really think this is the future of grassroots politics.
Patrick Lynn is a Democratic consultant with Show Me Victories. He says the Democratic Party has been using its voter activation network, also known as the MDP van, for more than a decade now. It's built off voter files they receive from the Secretary of State's office, as well as census data. But he says consumer data is relatively new to Democratic campaigns in Missouri because the party has not provided it previously.
So the party data is not going to really have your consumer data. You know, it's not going to have income and home value, what magazines you subscribe to. You know, just, you know, they're going to kind of have to be more focused on census data. They're not going to be that consumer data that, like, corporations are buying for their, you know, targeting of consumers, which we're sort of wanting to use the same thing. What is exciting about it is campaigns are changing now back to the individual voter is more important than the electorate as a whole, because I think when you had everything so focused on television campaigns that it was just more like make an ad, and there was really not a thought of the individual voters. It was more of the electorate as a whole. And I think what data is allowing us to do is to get more, it's making the individual voter more important. You know, you're going to use your polling data with what messages worked best. And you're going to use that for some of those people you polled. You're going to come up with, okay, so this person was swayed by message A. And then we have the demographic and consumer information on that person. You create a logic model based on that person. And then you extrapolate from that, well, all these other people, all these other voters are like this voter, and that voter was swayed by message A, so we're going to assume that these other voters who are demographically like that same voter are also going to be swayed by message A, so you're going to use that message to target them.
That's it for Talking Politics on KBIA. I'm AJ Feather.